The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air. Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm so glad you can join us for this netcast. It's really been a long time since we had a Word of Faith netcast, and it's just, there's been so much going on. I've been so busy with so many things, and you'll find out about some of them in our announcements that I'm going to be making starting really right now. We've got so many things happening. Our church, Faith and Victory Church, where I attend and work with the video and do a lot of things there at the church. You've heard of me talk about it before, Pastor Ed Taylor. We have an exciting thing going on, and that is that we've started a new campus for the ministry in Winston-Salem. So we have the Greensboro campus, and we have the Winston-Salem campus. So if you're in the Winston-Salem area, I encourage you to go to the fvc.org website. There's a place there where you can go to the campuses button or icon or string on there on the website and click either Winston or Greensboro, and you can get directions to either one of those campuses no matter where you are, right from your house. So it will give you a little map through Google Maps of exactly how to get there. So I encourage you to do that and take advantage of the fact that we're now in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, as well as Greensboro, North Carolina. So we're Faith and Victory Church of the Piedmont Triad. So that's really exciting what's going on there. Also, I want to talk about the fact that SpeakFaith.tv, we just did a little tweak on it. It hasn't been published yet officially through the Roku. The way that works is we submit a change to Roku, and then they have to approve it. I literally submitted the change in December, and here it is toward the end of January of 2015, and they still haven't approved it. That's the longest they've taken to approve a change, and it's just a fairly minor cosmetic change. So I'm sure it's just that they're swamped with so many new programs and channels and so forth that they're offering, that they're just really busy. So I'm sure that's what it is. It's not a problem with the channel. So the old version will continue to work while the new version is waiting to go into place. So that's happening. Then we also have some exciting news about our Word of Faith Ministries website. The website has been updated yet again. I know you say, well, Dr. Bill, you update that website so often. Well, it seems that way, but really it's only every couple of years that we update the website, and it has been updated again. And this particular theme that we're using, I really like. It's what they call a responsive theme, which means if you have an iPad or an Android tablet or whatever, and you view it on that, if you turn it, it will actually change and kind of morph depending on the device that you're on. If you look at it on your phone, it will actually change to be correct for your phone. So that's pretty exciting. So if you want to go to wofm.org, as it says there on the screen, and you'll be able to see our new website. And right now, I want to take you into a little demo that I want to do of the website so you can see what some of our new features on the website are. So let's go look at that right now.
All right, welcome to the new Word of Faith website. As you see it come up here, it's very different from the earlier website, but also has a lot of similar components and features as well. We still have the ability to order all of our audio teaching on a 4 gig USB stick. If you click that banner, it will take you to a place where you can order that particular product by just simply adding it to the cart, and then you can go ahead through with your credit cards and so forth to get that particular product. If you click on the picture of me here, then it will take you back to the main page where you can read about the ministry and so forth. Now if you come over here and scroll down, you'll notice that there's options over here on the left-hand side in this particular section. You can watch our video netcast, which if you click that, you'll see our last netcast here. And if I start that playing, it will actually play the program. So I'm going to stop that. And you can scroll down and actually watch earlier versions of the Word of Faith netcast as well. Another nice feature is here with the Word of Faith Radio page. If you go to that, there's a link right here, kind of in an orange color. Let's call it gold, okay? If you click that, it will play the Word of Faith radio player here, and you can play the main feed from the main site and then also our healing station for Word of Faith radio. Now, the nice thing about this is you can have this playing, and you can go ahead and continue on, and it will keep playing in the background because it opens up this little pop-up here. And if we close it, we can get rid of it that way. You also have all kinds of ministry resources. Now, this is really important. If you click on the link for ministry resources, it'll have a list of articles that are very helpful to you. How I can listen to Word of Faith broadcast, information about eSword, the website now being able for mobile phones. All this information is over there. But then if you come back over here and go under kind of a sub-menu here, you can go to Word of Faith Broadcast, and these are our most recent broadcasts. Now, the nice thing is this is set up so that if you click on the broadcast, it will play the broadcast right here on your computer, and you can actually listen to it anytime. Now, another thing you can do is come over here where it says download by right-clicking here. If you float over that word here and right-click, it will open a little menu, and then you can click Save Link As, and it will save that broadcast to your computer. Now, what that allows you to do is you can actually have all the Word of Faith broadcasts that are available here downloaded to your computer, which is a really powerful resource. So you've got video, you've got audio, you've got the audio message archive. Now, this is, to me, really exciting. These go back, and I'm going to scroll all the way down here. These go back to messages from 1980, classic messages, 1981, all the way up here, 1982, 2000, and we keep going further and further until we get to the two kinds of knowledge, which I administered on the 18th of January of this month. So if you want to listen to that, all you have to do is click here, and it will launch the player, which will begin to play that particular message. So let me close that out. And the same thing as we showed you before, if you right-click and save as, you can save that message right to your computer. So all of our messages are available. Now, let me show you something kind of neat here. If you have any kind of problem with listening to these messages, you click on the link, something happens, there's a little thing here where you can click on M3U Trouble. We use M3U Playlist to play it on your computer. If you click that, it'll pop up a little window here, and you can go through this checklist to be sure that your computer is set up correctly to play all of our programs, and you can close that window out. So little things like that that we've added in to make it really handy for you and get the information that you need. You can even go back in time to when we had a print newsletter. Now, back in December of 1984 was our last newsletter. If I click that, it will bring up the front page of that newsletter, that print edition newsletter, and then it has the main article from that edition of the newsletter, Thou Shalt Not Worry. Very important message, plenty of scriptures and so forth in there. Really powerful information for you. You can go to our Hyperfaith blog, our SpeakFaith.tv, which is, of course, the Roku project, and then the Speak Faith Project. If we click that, it will actually take us to the Speak Faith page. This is engineered and designed for people that are looking for information on speaking words of faith, that they might find this concerning speaking faith. And then I've got an article here called Why Speak Your Faith that is very extensive in explaining what it is about our faith and using the power of words. Then we also have a thing here on our healing testimony, my wife and I's healing testimony. If you click here, it will bring up a link to, and you can see that's a real young version of, of BMOI, but you can click here and actually watch the Kenneth Copeland Believer's Voice of Victory that we were on concerning our healing testimony. So very powerful message, and I really encourage you to watch this. So I'll go ahead and close that out, but that's at our Speak Faith Project. I'm going to go ahead and go back to the main site here. And we'll talk about also the ministry history. All of that is here. Just subscribing to our email. Now, this is really important. If you have not already subscribed to our email list, you can put in your email address, your first name, your last name, and click subscribe and get added to our email list. And whenever we have something come out for the ministry through the email newsletter, that will be sent to you. I encourage you to check that out. It's a really important resource for you. So there's all kinds of stuff here that I think will be a tremendous benefit to you. And then here we also have donate to the ministry. You can read some scriptures to encourage you in donating to the ministry. And then if you click on the link here, it will take you to a page where you can fill out the amount that you might want to give and the purpose for it. And then go ahead and log in and use PayPal if you have a PayPal account, or pay with a credit card if you don't have a PayPal account. So I just believe that these are all things that will be a benefit to you, and I encourage you to check it out and use this resource that we have for you of the Word of Faith Ministries website.
All right, praise the Lord. See what I'm talking about? That's exciting, what we're doing with the Word of Faith Ministries website. And now we're working on mobile devices and tablets and phones and just all kinds of things along that line. So I'm really excited about that. Now we're continuing with our topic of the two kinds of knowledge. And I wanted to show you this book. This is the reason that the program has been delayed as long as it has. This is a book by E.W. Kenyon called The Two Kinds of Knowledge. And I have a copy of this book somewhere in the house, and I just haven't been able to find it. So I actually ordered another copy because it was just getting to the point that, you know, it was really too long since I'd done the last netcast, and it's getting to the point that there's going to be people going, is there a Word of Faith netcast anymore? I don't want that to be the case. So I went ahead and bought a new copy of the book, and I wanted to read a few things that E.W. Kenyon said about sense knowledge-based knowledge and spiritual or revelation knowledge. And we talked about last time the difference between natural knowledge and revelation knowledge. Okay? Revelation knowledge comes from the Lord directly. Regular sense knowledge comes from the five physical senses. Now let's see what E.W. Kenyon says in chapter 1 of The Two Kinds of Knowledge concerning the achievements and limitations of sense knowledge. He says, the five senses, sight, feeling, hearing, tasting, and smelling, are the parents of all of this knowledge. They are not always reliable. Amen. Sense knowledge is not always reliable, particularly with regard to spiritual things. When you're talking about the spiritual realm that you can't see with the natural eye, you can't hear with the natural ear, then sense knowledge can actually confuse you with regard to spiritual things. So you need to rely on revelation knowledge of the Word of God, not on your senses. That's why so many Christians, when they talk about, I just feel. Well, it doesn't matter what you just feel. It's what do you believe based on the Word of God. What do you believe based on what God says in His Word? That's all that matters. That's all that's going to have any effect in this world, believe it or not. Not what you feel, but what you believe based on the Word of God. And I put that caveat in there of what you believe based on the Word of God, because you can believe crazy things. You know, there's a lot of people that got a hold of the faith message back in the 70s and 80s. And they believed, I can have what I say. Well, that's true. You can have what you say if it's in the Word of God. But they just got a hold of that. You can have what you say. You can have what you say. So they started saying, I'm believing for that man's wife. Well, that's not according to the Word of God. That's not according to God's will. I mean, you cannot use spiritual principles and the operation of faith and the confession of the mouth to try to attempt to get another man's wife. It ain't going to work like you think it's going to work. Now, the devil may get involved, and you know, I'm going to take a little side journey here, but this is a good side journey for some of you. There's something called Bible witchcraft. You say, what? How can you have Bible witchcraft?
taking something that you think is a spiritual truth of the Bible and using it in a certain way that is really more like witchcraft. Amen? And what that is very wrong and something you should not be doing. Okay? Now, what do I mean by that? Well, this example is a perfect example of what I'm saying. I'm going to believe and receive that man's wife. Well, that's contrary to the Word of God. That's contrary to the will of God. I mean, God says in His own Word that He hates divorce. And the only way that that woman could marry you is to divorce the man. So, I mean, right now, already you're in a contradiction when it comes to the Word of God. So that doesn't work scripturally. But if you keep pushing and you keep pushing and you keep pushing, then another spirit can get involved and you can get yourself in a mess, a big mess, okay? And that's Bible witchcraft. Now, the Bible is very plain about witchcraft and how evil it is and how the witch shall be put to death. Now, fortunately, praise the Lord, we live under the new covenant and a witch can be forgiven and renounce all of their their practices and be born again, hallelujah, and be delivered. But you don't want to be involved in witchcraft, Bible or otherwise. Okay? All right, let's keep going here with EWK. See, I have to get off on these tangents, and I'll get off on a tangent you let me. All right. He goes on to say here, the Darwinian theory of evolution was born out of Darwin's lack of knowledge of the reason for creation, the origin of matter, of light, of motion, and of gravitation. Think about that. He didn't understand those things, so he started trying to apply natural knowledge to things that there is no good answer for in the natural realm. What's the reason for creation in the natural realm? You can't determine it naturally. You have to determine it spiritually based on the Word of God. Brother Kenyon goes on to say here, his sense knowledge could not find God, so he could not believe God. See, sense knowledge can lead you away from the things of God because they're not founded in spiritual principles. All right, let's go to chapter 2 here. I'm just reading excerpts. I'm not reading the whole book. I'm just reading a few excerpts. Chapter 2, called The Revelation, starts out by saying, the Bible stands alone among the books of the world. Its outstanding characteristic, which differentiates it from every other book, is that it is a revelation from God to man. The Bible is God revealing Himself, revealing His purpose, revealing His power, revealing His thoughts to mankind. And man can't receive that information with natural knowledge. There's just no way. But you can through revelation knowledge, which comes through the Word of God and through the Spirit of God. All right, he goes on to say here, the denial and repudiation of revelation knowledge has been the darkest blot upon the modern scholastic mind, which owes its very growth and development to this revelation. Now, by that he means that when the Word of God entered into the earth and was printed and was distributed, an age of light began. See, when Gutenberg invented the printing press and the Bible was printed and was readily available to most people, or to at least to a majority of people, they could get their hands on the Bible and start reading it, light came. The light of the Word of God. God is called light. The light of the Word of God illuminates man, causes him to become wiser, and it leads to natural knowledge increasing as well as spiritual revelation knowledge. It also leads to natural knowledge increasing. And what Kenyon was saying there is, unfortunately, the connection between divine revelation knowledge and natural knowledge has not been noted by scientists. They just don't get it. All right, let's go to chapter 3, a reference I want to read from there. Some sense knowledge facts. And he's talking about here, I want you to get a picture in your mind of someone watching a silent movie. Now, this Brother Kenyon wrote this back in 1938, okay? This is a long time ago.
And back then, you know, silent movies weren't that long ago from the time that, he wrote this, all right? So he says, silent pictures thrown up upon the screen mean nothing to the blind. See, the blind can't see the silent picture, and since it's silent, they can't follow the story. The noisy radio means nothing to the deaf. They can't hear it. It means nothing to them. They might as well not even be on. Okay? Here's what he says. The deeply spiritual things mean nothing to the man of sense knowledge. If you are ruled by sense knowledge, you will not understand spiritual things. And the Bible says that very plainly over in 1 Corinthians. Very clear on that. The deeply spiritual things mean nothing to the man of sense knowledge who has dwarfed his spiritual nature, kept it in bondage, undeveloped like a child chained in a garret without book or instructor. And then he goes on to say, is it any wonder the psalmist cried, bring my soul out of prison and I will praise thee. You are imprisoned, so to speak, by your lack of understanding of spiritual things. Your lack of understanding of how God operates and how he thinks and how what his purposes are and why there's a creation. There's a reason that this world was created. There's a reason the universe was created. It's not arbitrary. It's not random. Now see, mankind with sense knowledge thinks it's random. They think it just happened. Why did it just happen? Well, it just happened. Yeah, but why did it just happen? How? What's the mechanism? Well, we don't know, but it just happened. See, that's where your sense knowledge will essentially leave you in the lurch. It'll leave you with no answers. But revelation knowledge from the Word of God, revelation knowledge from God's Word, that will illumine you. It will enlighten you. Now, I use that phrase, but think about this. Have you ever been in a sermon, listening to a sermon in a church service or whatever? Maybe one of Brother Copeland's meetings, I don't know. But you're in a meeting, and you're listening to the teaching, and you're following in the Word of God, and something, something just lights up in your mind. You call it, I got light on that. You use that terminology. I got light on that. Well, what does that mean? Revelation knowledge illumined your spirit, and you learned something not from the text, not from the words you heard, but from the Holy Ghost moving on you and teaching you by means of the ministry gift that was used in that particular case or whatever, and you received from the Word of God. You had light on the subject. You got illumined concerning that subject. Woo, hallelujah. And there's nothing like that feeling. I mean, there's nothing like that. Oh, praise God. So, you have to rely on the Word of God. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit, who is the teacher of the church. He will quicken things to you. He will enliven and enlighten things to you from the Word of God, from teaching. That's why you've got to hear the Word of God. That's why the Word of God says, take heed what you hear. And then another place it says, take heed how you hear. Because it's important to hear and let the Holy Spirit illumine that and give you the light you need to receive, because that's revelation knowledge. Hallelujah. Wow. This is some powerful stuff. And I think we're going to continue that. I thought we were going to finish this up, but I think we're going to continue this. I'd encourage you to try to get a hold of a copy of The Two Kinds of Knowledge by E.W. Kenyon. I got it off Amazon. Now, it was the last copy left from this particular, you know, how a lot of people sell things through Amazon. This particular bookseller only had this one copy, but look on the internet, search and find a copy of The Two Kinds of Knowledge. Powerful, powerful little book. And it's not that big. It's a fairly thin little book. Won't take you long to read, but it is a blessing with the information that you'll get out of that book. Praise the Lord. Now, I tell you, we're running tight on time. I wanted to do all that demo of the website so you could see how things work, and we're taking a little time for that. So join us next time as we hopefully conclude our teaching on the two kinds of knowledge. But I want you to write me here at Word of Faith Ministries. Our address is Word of Faith Ministries. That's P.O. Box 5213, 5213, High Point, North Carolina. The zip code 27262. And, of course, you can always write me at my email address. It's probably quicker, a little easier for you to do, is just drop me an email, and that is Dr. Bill, D-R-B-I-L-L, Dr. Bill, all kind of run together, at WFM.org, and you can send me an email. I would love to hear from you. I really would. I'd love to hear the people that appreciate and listen to the Word of Faith netcast. Now, I will say this. Our radio program, oh, wow. The statistics on the listeners of our radio program, we are approaching 40,000 people every month that are listening to the radio program. That is powerful and exciting, and I am just humbled by that. I appreciate that so many people are listening to the Word of Faith broadcast. 15 minutes a day, Monday through Friday. You can hear it at 11:30 Eastern Time on Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, Word of Faith Radio. Or you can hear it later in the day at 6:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then, of course, we also have the audio of this program, the Word of Faith netcast on Word of Faith Radio on Sundays at 9:30, right after Kenneth Copeland's program. Join us next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.